Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson, welcome to Going In Raw. Can't help the only top 10 countdown type show we got here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson.
Yes.
Also find it wherever fine podcasts are available. I'm in a hurry, Steve. I'm excited. Let's skip the rest of the plugs. We plug plenty. We plug a lot.
All right, fine.
Let's just get to the episode.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, good. This episode.
Get on with it.
Of course, this past week, Monday and Tuesday, saw the WWE Network air the WWE UK Tournament Part 2, or Year 2.
Second annual.
The second annual, which saw, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet, we're about to say who won. Zach Gibson won.
He won the tournament.
He won the tournament, but then the next day, he was going to fight. He fought Pete Dunne for the UK Championship. Came up short.
Yeah.
They said, this is not your time, Zach Gibson.
No.
Congratulations on winning, but this is not your time. So
Pete Dunne's had that belt for a long time.
Yeah. However, I get the feeling, Larson, that British Strong Style, the team of Mustache Mountain and Pete Dunne, I feel like they're going to be moving on sooner than later to bigger and better things.
Agreed.
NXT proper, then main roster.
Yeah.
But before they do that, I think they're going to spend a little time sort of helping to launch the NXT UK brand.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne eventually has to lose that title to somebody there in the UK division so he can move on and vie for other titles in WWE. And so we figured we'd take a look at 10 people that we feel should be the ones
to beat Pete Dunne.
To beat Peter Dunne. Oh, Kyle O'Reilly should have been on this list.
Well, there's someone
that's
closely aligned with Kyle O'Reilly who is on this list.
All right. Well, let's get started. Number 10.
10.
Jordan Devlin.
So he was trained by Finn Balor.
Yes.
Fergal Devitt.
Yeah. And Finn Balor, granted, he's from the UK, but he's not eligible. He's already on main roster.
Yeah, anybody who's on the main roster now, we didn't include on this list.
Correct. Kind of.
Well, yeah. Jordan Devlin, he's been both United Kingdom tournaments. I don't think he advanced past the second round, neither of them.
Okay.
In the first tournament, he busted open Danny Burch's head.
Yeah.
Stopped the match.
Yeah.
But he really came to our attention after the first tournament when he busted his head open in a match against Trent Seven.
He captured our hearts and minds when we literally were able to see his brain.
Well, I don't know if it was that deep.
It was pretty bad.
When we first saw it, it looked like he had a wound that extended from kind of like, you know, like this rounded part of your skull all the way down to the base of your skull.
Oh, yeah.
But after further investigation this afternoon, it looks like it's just coagulated blood with was the thickest right there, so it looked like a massive long head wound.
It's really bad.
Instead, I think it was just, you know, a deep singular point or something. Anyways, it looked like it was the spot off the corner of the apron. It was nasty. And so we started paying much more attention to Jordan Devlin after he suffered that kind of wound during a match, continued the match. And then we've been kind of following his career. We checked out a couple of videos of his online. That's gross. That's a lot of blood. He's a very accomplished wrestler. He's got one heck of a package pile driver.
Yes.
So that's always a good way to win fans.
Look at that.
And Steven Larson. Ew.
Well, even
I said, get it demonetized, man.
Oops, good point.
So Jordan Devlin, he's a young guy with a ton of ability.
Yeah.
Seems to have a pretty good personality.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you want to put the belt on. It seems like he's been working heel lately in the latest stuff we watched of him. So if they want to put the belt on a heel, why not go with Jordan Devlin?
I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
He just needs to get this fixed back
here. I think that's taken care of.
Does he have like a zipper back there or something? Anyways, that was a good entry. Number nine.
Nine.
Adam Cole, baby!
So he's embroiled along with his Undisputed Era cohort
in a feud against
British Strong Style.
Well, they
yes.
anchored like the American or the North American contingent of
the presence at the United Kingdom Championship Tournament Part
exactly.
2.
Exactly.
Yes.
So they obviously, the Undisputed Era took on British Strong Style, and then Adam Cole the next night took on
Wolfgang,
that's right. He is massively over. And it'd be a lot of fun. Look, man, you want star power to kick off the NXT UK brand? Boom, Adam Cole, baby, right? Foreign heel, right? Goes in there, and he's carrying the UK division title.
The United Kingdom show, seemed like Adam Cole is the most over guy in the building.
It would like you would have to match him up with like a heel in the UK division to like fight because nobody doesn't like Adam Cole.
Everybody loves Adam Cole
except for William Regal.
Yeah,
otherwise,
you know what? I kind of feel like Regal has a soft spot in his heart for Adam Cole. Just drives him crazy so often.
Yeah, that could be.
He wants to like Adam
that
Cole.
Could be.
Adam Cole just pushes his buttons. If it weren't for that, I think they'd be chums, best friends.
I want to see, I want to see an extended feud between Adam Cole, Bebe, and Pete Dunne. And so he's got both those to the North American. So he's like amassing territories. It's like a game of Monopoly played throughout the NXT brands. And then Adam Cole wins that title off Pete Dunne, takes it over to the UK brand. Somebody takes it off of him, maybe Wolfgang. People didn't seem to like him very much in comparison to Adam Cole. I don't know. But I think Adam Cole is a great idea because Adam Cole is always a great idea
for everything.
So moving on, number eight.
Eight.
Dave Mastiff.
So Dave Meltzer, you know, when he was reporting about WWE wanting to sign
talents. Is Dave Meltzer on this list?
No. WWE wanting to sign United Kingdom talents for their upcoming NXT UK brand.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned Dave Mastiff. That WWE signed him away from ITV's World of Sport, where, again, according to Meltzer, Mastiff was poised to be top heel on that show.
Yeah. If you take a look at his size and his look, number one, there's a couple things going on here. Number one, WWE does seem to be kind of obsessed with big bearded brutes, burly hosses from the UK lately. You take a look at Big Damo, who, if he wasn't established with Sanity, on SmackDown, granted, they just appeared last week.
Yeah.
You know, he's already up there. It wouldn't make any sense to pry him away from Sanity, go back down to the NXT UK division, which is two divisions away from being on the main roster again. Damo's paid his dues in the WWE. He doesn't need to go back there. But Mastiff, there are some similarities there. He does the fun splash.
Yeah.
He's a big hoss dude.
Yeah.
Got a big old beard.
Yeah.
Much shorter than Damo.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could see the WWE wanting to get behind a big fella like Dave Mastiff because he's one of those big dudes who also does some, like, athletic stuff.
Yeah.
We saw him in one of these friggin' videos doing a kip-up.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's all very impressive.
It is.
Dave Mastiff, we think he'd be he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Number seven.
Seven.
Zach Gibson! There's Zach Gibson.
Gibson, yes.
Look at him. Now, he won the tournament.
But came up short against Peter Dune. However,
wouldn't
be the first time that we've seen someone challenge a champion, come short in the first attempt to ultimately claim the championship.
Yeah, man. Sometimes that's the path you take. Sometimes that's the journey you have to go through.
You need to deal with some setbacks, face adversity before we can reach the pinnacle. We watched some of his promo work earlier today. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really enjoyable.
He's trying to be a heel's heel. He's trying to be true heel, not be a heel and get over with, you know, the crowd. He wants to be actual heel with real heel.
He was
heat.
Calling out the crowd for wearing Bullet Club shirts.
Yeah, he doesn't like that merch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only seen a handful of his stuff. I saw some of his stuff, I think, in Progress or ICW or something like that. And I liked him a lot. I thought he's, you know, he's got a great look to him. Good wrestler. He's from Liverpool. Who doesn't like that? And yeah, I think he'd be great. I think, look, man, if Pete Dunne is going to move on and do other stuff, like obviously for the majority of Pete Dunne's reign as champion, of course, he's obviously been a heel. I think it'd be maybe wise to have like a fresh heel, mm-hmm. maybe take it off him now that Pete Dunne is kind of transitioning to tweener type.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very impressed with what I've seen from Zach Gibson so far. Moving on. Number six.
Six.
Nick Aldis. He's British.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's married to Mickie James, too.
That's right. So they can keep it in the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although if he'd have to go to
England
for a month.
Yeah.
Then he'd be away from his wife
for once
a month for taping. But that's only for
a couple days.
Unless
she showed up in the UK women's division.
True. But anyways, he's currently the NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Took that title off of Tim Storm.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he's set to face Cody Rhodes at All In.
Right.
September 1st.
Now, there's been not rumors, really.
Well, hold on. Cody has to win that. Apparently, according to Nick, one of his stipulations he put in the match is that Cody had to win the Ring of Honor Championship first.
Ooh.
So Cody still has to do that.
That'll happen. There's been some like speculation, and it hasn't been, I don't think it's been even like rumored, but more in the realm of like, well, if WWE wants to try to mess, I know Meltzer and Cody Rhodes are kind of going back and forth a little bit on this. If WWE wants to mess with All In, they could attempt to sign some of the talent.
But I think a lot of people who are going to be at All In are already signed to long-term deals with other promotions.
I do not believe Nick Aldis is.
Yeah, that I don't know.
I don't think you could be signed to, you know, and I think you're right. And that's the point Cody made.
Yeah.
But Nick Aldis is one of those guys who isn't, and I don't think he has a long-term contract with the NWA.
With Billy Corgan?
It would just be with Billy Corgan. I don't think he does. But I guess you never know. So I would imagine they could potentially sign him away from All In to try to mess with the show. I don't know why they do.
That would just be petty.
It would be.
No, I know. They're not. WWE is not above being petty.
No, they're not. It would just. I think that'd be like even beneath what they usually do.
Yeah,
I think is the point.
Yeah.
So no. I mean. But that being said, Nick Aldis looks great. He's got a great look to him.
Mm-hmm. He's got the pedigree. He's been a TNA world champ. He's now the current NWA world champ.
Was there ever any rumors about him like potentially being signed by NXT?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But anyway, he's got a great look to him. I think he's been doing a lot. Him and Billy Corgan have been doing a lot to really sort of raise the profile of the NWA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at where it was a year ago, nobody ever would have suggested Tim Storm show up at All In.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Aldis, NWA champ. If Cody gets that title, oh my God.
That'd be massive.
That'd be huge. But
he's made a point of, Nick Aldis has, of being a traveling champion.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's wrestled around the world defending the NWA title.
He feels like an old school NWA mm-hmm, champion. Mm-hmm. You know, they've given him that feel. And so I don't know. I honestly think that Nick Aldis, given that, you know, the NXT UK division, there's a lot of young dudes in there. You know, you got guys like, you know, Jordan Devlin, already talked about him. You got guys like, you know, Flash Morgan Webster, who I don't think is that old. You got names like that. Nick Aldis, been around a little while.
Yeah.
Really looks like a champion, really looks like a stud. Could probably carry that brand. You know, I think it's like a complete outside possibility. I don't think it's even possible. But I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do.
Agreed.
Moving on, number five.
Five.
The local hero. I mean, the prestigious one, Joe Hendry.
Now, this definitely probably isn't going to happen because Joe is signed with Impact right now. We don't know the nature of his contract.
We don't know what that means exactly.
Long-term deal like Moose or more recently Eli Drake received an Impact. Or is it a per-appearance deal?
Yeah, we don't know.
In which case, that would open the door for Joe Hendry to maybe, you know, do a little Impact for a little bit, step away. And maybe go to NXT UK if he wants to.
Joe Hendry had, number one, every video I've seen with him, everything I've seen in him with him, he's wildly charismatic,
mm-hmm.
hilarious,
mm-hmm.
talented,
mm-hmm.
a legitimate wrestler.
Yeah, but didn't he qualified to be in the Commonwealth Games for,
I believe so,
England in wrestling?
Yeah.
Pro wrestling, actual wrestling, like, yeah.
The dude is... Actually, he's got bona fides.
Yeah,
he's credentialed.
Yeah.
So he is like the total package, you know, not
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger, who is.
Although it'd be great if they had Joe Hendry on a Lex Express type bus, local hero. Go.
That's perfect. Yeah. Yeah, Joe on the road.
Yeah.
What's a better?
Joe on the go.
Joe on the go. Thank you. Very good. See, collaboration. So anyways, I think this would be great. I think Impact got it. To be honest, I think they got a complete steal.
Oh, yeah.
With Joe Hendry, when I found out he was going to be on making his Impact debut, I was like, all right, maybe I should bring back those Impact reviews. Once that happens, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. But anyways, I would love for him to be the guy to take that title off Peter
Newman. Oh, that'd be great.
Number four.
Four.
Wade Barrett.
Talk about an outside the box possibility. Wade has kind of stepped away from the wrestling ring.
Yeah,
seemed like he got burned out.
Yeah,
when he left WWE, he has been doing. Is he still the general manager of Defiant?
I don't know.
Last I knew, he was a general manager of Defiant Wrestling. But who's to say he might not want to come back?
And, yeah,
and if he is interested, maybe stepping back into the ring. He can maybe join up with NXT UK, beat Peter Dune for that title.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he wouldn't have to worry about life on the road so much. Because that's got to be taxing on...
He's 37.
Yeah, that's got to be taxing on somebody when you're on the road 250 days a year.
Oh, sure.
If it's for NXT UK, it's once a month, a couple days. Maybe they do a house show now and again. It'd probably be far less taxing on his body. He's a name. He's a known quantity.
Yeah.
He's done great work in the past.
Yeah.
You know, I think this would all be dependent on two things, whether he'd be willing to come back to WWE and if he wants to wrestle again.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to wrestle him, but he would entertain an offer from WWE, some other capacity, like announcing.
Who's doing commentary?
That I don't know.
Man, I'm telling you. Bring him back for that.
That'd be great.
Because he's really good. Like, he's done a couple, he's done commentary before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really, really good. Obviously, he's super charismatic. I would say bring him on commentary. But if they want somebody who's a stable veteran presence in the locker room, he'd be great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Number three.
Three.
Trent Seven. Look at that.
Oh, just pure charisma.
He's just pure charisma. He's like a cross between Tom Hardy and Malcolm McDowell. He looks like freaking Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, he does.
But then he also kind of looks like Tom Hardy.
A little bit.
And they're both like beautiful men.
Uh-huh.
But then he's got that amazing Haas gut.
I know.
He's fantastic.
He's great. Pure charisma.
Pure. Oh, you know, I'll make his name so much bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Trent Seven. He's my number one. He should be. He's like my number one.
Number one. But I might have put him at number one, except.
Yeah, he's with British Strong Style.
Exactly.
They're going to be a thing now.
And if they're going to be a thing, they just copy. Wrote?
Copyrighted.
Copyrighted. Sorry, yeah. Thank you.
I had to learn that back when I worked at Kinko's.
Yeah, no, I remember that too.
Yeah.
WWE just copyrighted the phrase British Strong Style for use for wrestling stuff.
Trademarked it, yeah.
Yeah, trademark, sorry. So it seems like they're going to be utilized more, which is great because they're fantastic together.
Yeah.
So that probably means when Pete Dunne moves up to NXT full-time. That means all three of them are going to move up to NXT full-time. And hopefully from there, the main roster together because they're great together.
That being said, the idea that Trent Seven was never UK champion is kind of a shame. It's kind of a bummer. I know he challenged it like once or twice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it'd be kind of a shame if he didn't. So
you know,
it'd be fun.
If they want to do something where, say, Pete Dunne drops it to Trent Seven, but they're still a faction, they're still British Strong Style.
Well, they could do like friendly competition things.
Exactly. So you can have Trent Seven moonlight in NXT UK while also appearing in NXT with British Strong Style. Then you have Pete Dunne go on, you know, the challenge, say Adam Cole for the North American title or Aleister Black for the NXT Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
Or have British Strong Style compete in the tag division. So,
yeah, options. Man. No, I think there's any number of things they could do with wrestling. You can write whatever you want to write.
Yeah.
It's sometimes good to have a little bit of tension within a faction.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think it'd be fantastic. Moving on, number two.
Two.
Travis Banks.
I actually thought he was going to win the tournament.
You love Travis Banks.
I think he's really good. He's a current Progress World Champion.
Correct.
We've seen him wrestle in person twice.
Mm-hmm.
First time as a member of South Pacific Power Trip, along with TK Cooper in a Progress show. They took on Shane Strickland, Sami Callihan. Fun match. Great match.
Great match.
I believe he and TK Cooper no longer tagged together. Said Progress Champion. Who did he fight at Bola? When we went, it was him versus.
Oh,
it was Mark Haskins.
Oh, yeah.
It was Mark Haskins.
Okay.
Solid match.
Yeah.
you know, I don't know if the only thing holding him back from maybe winning the tournament was the fact that he's got responsibilities with Progress being the world champion.
Good point.
I don't know.
Still made it to the finals.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Heck of a wrestler. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about his promo skills, you know, with WWE's emphasis on character. I don't know how well he connects in that regard. As far as in-ring work, top-notch stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. So that could be a definite possibility. Number one.
Number one.
I let you carry that one because I don't know a whole lot about Travis Banks. I kind of, for whatever reason, you tuned in and I just tuned out.
When
it came to Travis Banks.
Oh, all right.
All the times we've seen him.
Really?
Yeah.
You really liked that tag match at Progress, though.
No, I did. I just thought of them as a tag team and not like two singles guys.
Gotcha.
Like I hadn't really paid that close.
Well, at that point, I think they're primarily just a tag team.
Both times I've seen them live, I've been very impressed, but I always forgot that I saw them live.
All right.
You know, because the Haskins match was fantastic. It just came on the heels of the Sammy Guevara match.
Yeah,
and Joey
Janela. Yeah.
And so Lacey was like, you know, this is good and everything, but like, I like when they are falling on chairs.
Dropping each other on chairs, yes.
Exactly. I'm like, good point, Lace. Anyways, moving on. Number one.
One.
The definite person who should be taking that title off of Peter Dune is Neville. Come on. Give me a break. It's got to be Neville. He's back. He's in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, he moved back. And people are saying, well, that's just a clue that him and WWE, the rift between them is too fast.
Yeah.
No. moved back to the United Kingdom to get ready to carry the United Kingdom division.
WWE probably went to him and said, look.
Here, we got a long storyline here. You're going to leave.
Yeah. But check this out. We're talking to Johnny Saint. About being, he's like, oh, I love Johnny, he's great. And they're like, okay, this is great then. Then you're gonna no-show, you know, you're gonna no-show. And then after that, we're gonna fire Enzo. We're gonna come up with some reason to fire Enzo, right? He lays out this long-term, step-by-step version he has for 205. Neville, he's best. He's great.
He's fantastic. We saw Mean Neville was one of the best characters of all of, 2016, 2017?
How long can they freeze his contract?
I don't know.
I have no idea how long that contract could be frozen, but for God's sakes, like,
let's either just give him what he wants or let him go.
I know. Why do you have to, like, we just said, they're not going to be so petty. Well, evidently they are going to be this petty because, like, just let the dude freaking wrestle out his contract or just let him go. How long can you freeze a contract for?
I have no idea.
Let's find out. Siri, how long can you freeze a contract in wrestling, pro wrestling?
Don't think she's going to know that answer.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, I found this on the web for how long can you freeze a contract in wrestling, pro wrestling?
Let's see here. Fightful has an article. When is this from? It is from January of this year. We already know about that. Anyways. Yeah, it's a bummer, man.
It is a bummer. We just want to see Neville back on our televisions in some capacity.
People would lose their S.
Oh, I know.
Their shit if he came back.
Oh, I know.
Man, oh, man. I would lose my S. That's
heck
sure.
Yes, man. That'd be incredible.
All the shit would be lost.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what we have. That's
Neville,
we got.
Number one.
Number one, Neville. Look at Neville there with the white boots and kick pads. And
oh, yeah, man.
Knee pads. And
I think it's a SummerSlam.
Yeah, man. It was great. That ugly-ass cruiserweight title.
Miss Neville.
Give him the beautiful
United Kingdom Championship.
UK Championship. That'd be amazing.
Well, anyways.
Think of all the dream matches you can have. Neville versus Zach Gibson.
Yeah.
Jordan Devlin.
Yeah.
Trent Seven.
Adam Cole, baby.
Exactly. Every name on this list. Anyways, that's it for count out. Be sure we have another list that went up today. The people we want to see take that title off of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that one out as well. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.